Let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is August 5th, and we're going to do this in 15 minutes so that you know what's moving the markets. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey. Good morning, Marcus.
All right. Well, looking at the markets, I mean, yesterday was a day where the markets were just diddling along, right? I mean, waiting for something to move the markets. I mean, the Dow was down 1%, so hit a little bit harder. But S&P and NASDAQ, I'm switching to a 5-minute chart here of the S&P, and there we see we opened lower, moved higher, lower, blah, and then ended lower for the day, right? But it was kind of like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. I think the 5-minute chart really kind of paints the picture where there just really wasn't a whole lot of movement. It was choppy. End of day, S&P and Dow were down. NASDAQ was able to, cling to a small gain, but just not a lot going on. So it looks like traders are waiting.
Yeah, I mean, and this week it's all about jobs data, jobs, right? And we had the ADP non-farm employment coming out yesterday, coming out way worse than expected, with 330,000 jobs added versus the 695. This morning we had unemployment claims. These are being released weekly, and they are pretty much in line with the expectations here again, right? I mean, they have been dropping for the past 4 weeks. You mentioned this, but now we're coming a little bit back here, and this seems normal. So everybody is now waiting for the big one, the jobs report tomorrow, it seems.
Yeah, and just for clarification, the weekly jobless claims or unemployment claims had been rising, actually getting higher than expected over the last few weeks. Okay. So now we're getting a number that was in line with expectations. Yep. But tomorrow's the biggie. I mean, tomorrow the jobs report, unemployment rate, that's really the big one for the month. And sometimes the private sector jobs that was released yesterday, sometimes that is showing what could happen on Friday. But the markets are definitely waiting for Fridays.
Yeah. Hey, but why the markets were like, we got to talk about Robinhood. I mean, Hood had this massive run up yesterday. I mean, at some point, they were up 81% after the initial debut at around $38. And when everything was said and done yesterday, still up 50% for the day. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, just a wild ride. I mean, from its IPO and just really kind of lackluster trading to getting a little boost this week, and then yesterday just exploding higher. I take back what I said. I guess meme stock traders have short-term memories because they didn't care at all what happened with GME and Robinhood.
Absolutely, because Robinhood was the number one stock mentioned on Reddit's Wall Street Bets forum, and it was also the most traded stocks on Fidelity. So, woo!
So back in March, I hate Robinhood, I'm leaving, I'm changing. And, we heard, a lot of other retail brokers, they had, 2-hour wait times because so many people were frustrated with Robinhood. But not yesterday, up 50%.
Yeah, definitely. So this morning, they're down 7.5% because there was an amended filing that existing shareholders that own shares will sell around 98 million shares over time. And this were, of course, well, if existing shareholders, they're trying to cash in here. But this pretty much means that they're also believing, wow, this is a good number to cash in and to take profits here, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like so the company made it clear that it's not Robinhood raising money, so they're not getting a penny from that amendment that they filed. It's some investors in the company, and also during that volatility and some of the issues they had back in I think it was March, it was some fundraising that they did, and people who are entitled to some of these shares. So we'll see how that has an impact on things, but right now down a little bit from yesterday, and that would make sense.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you look at some of the other meme stocks, I mean, as Robinhood is soaring, they are moving lower. So AMC yesterday down 11%. I mean, the money has to come from somewhere, right? I mean, especially if you have the smaller account investors and they have a larger position in AMC and now want to jump on the Robinhood bandwagon. I mean, you got to sell what you have to free up some of the money. Same with GME. If you look at this, I mean, GME also down yesterday around 4%. I mean, not a whole lot, but we talked about it. I mean, it seems that the excitement about GME and AMC is a little bit fizzling out because it has been moving lower over the past 2 to 3 months already.
It does look like that.
Yeah. Hey, and then today, President Biden is meeting with executives from GM and Ford and Stellantis because he said he wants to set a new national target for the adoption of electric vehicles. And they said they he would like to see, or he said that he would like to see 40 to 50% of all new vehicles being electric vehicles by 2030. Did you see that?
I did. It's interesting because I know that in California, that's the goal is to go beyond that. So some states have already adopted goals that are even more aggressive. But with that said, I think it's a good push, but it's not a mandate. It's not a mandate. So just as an executive order, it's saying this is what we're kind of shooting for. Let's see if the big players are on board with this
Right. I mean, I
one.
said it's not mandatory, but I mean, it just shows that he is pushing electric vehicles again. Let's take a
Sure.
look, a quick look here. So GM this morning up 1.8%. Ford actually also up 1.6%. Tesla would definitely benefit from this 0.8%. So I mean, not really massive moves because, as I said, it is an executive order, but it's a sales target and therefore not mandatory. So, okay, a little bit of push there.
Yeah.
Before we go to earnings, let's talk about Penn for a moment because we both have shares of Penn. Or do you actually have shares?
I do not. I
Oh,
do
okay,
not.
it's just me. So I have shares of Penn, and so what's happening here? Did you see the news that broke this morning that sends it lower?
I did see, but I didn't take notes on it, Marcus, so I'll let you give
Yeah,
the
so
update.
they're buying Score Media, and this is SRC. So Score Media and Gaming. Let me just bring it up here. And Score Media, I mean, look at this. They are really benefiting from this deal. They are this morning up 63%. So it seems that Penn wants to increase the market share. And we talked about this multiple times. When a company is buying another company, the company that's being bought is usually soaring. And this is what we see here, 64%. And the company that is buying the other company, it's usually trading a little bit lower because now, of course, they're using some of their cash because it's a $2 billion deal in cash and stock. So this is why this morning Penn is down around 4%. Let's see, it's typical for the first few days, but then investors are probably getting excited as Penn will reveal of what they have in mind with this acquisition over the next few days. But definitely down here this morning.
Yeah, and like you said, Marcus, that's to be expected. Always the person doing the buy-in gets the dip, and then once the dust settles, if investors like the move, then it could come right back.
Yeah. Let's take a look at some of the most important earnings. I mean, we had a bunch of earnings released. Let's just highlight a few, maybe four or five, that are really moving the market here this morning. What do you got on your notepad?
Moderna.
Okay.
So they had
mRNA.
an earning, yeah. So they had an earnings beat. They also said that their COVID booster produced a robust antibody response against the Delta variant, but they're down a little bit pre-market, so down 4%. And the other, we didn't talk about it, but Pfizer. Okay, Pfizer pulled back a little bit yesterday, but there was news that the FDA is now aiming to fully approve the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine by the start of next month. And so that got a little bit, BioNTech and Pfizer got a little bit of a boost there, leading or following that announcement, but pulling back just a little bit. So no earnings on that one, but I was curious to see where it was trading since Moderna's down a little bit. Uber.
Uber. Lyft already reported, and now Uber. Wow, down
Yeah.
3.8%.
Yeah, and this is it's kind of interesting because Uber had a surprise earnings beat. They reported a 58 cent profit per share when analysts expected a 51 cent loss per share. They also had revenue that was higher, but they said that the profit was really because of investment, not necessarily because of the Uber business. So I guess kind of mixed bag there, traders right now
Yeah.
selling it.
I mean, Etsy is also down big today. Etsy is down 12%, and they also had an earnings beat, right?
Yeah, and this is something that we're kind of seeing with stocks in this sector. Etsy earnings beat, revenue beat, but lower than expected user growth. So we're seeing really solid earnings this quarter, but then the user growth and again, what's coming next, right? What's going to happen next quarter? Because
Yeah.
this a lot, the last quarter might have been great, but with declining users, that's always a concern. And that's the case here with Etsy.
Yeah, it was already with Pinterest a few days ago, and they had this
Yeah.
massive drop, and now Etsy seems to follow suit here. So this morning it seems that after closing at around 202 yesterday, that they will open at around 177. So that's a 12% drop here this morning. All right, who else do we have?
Well, we could look at Wayfair.
Wayfair, okay.
I
Yeah,
guess they're
nothing
flat right
there.
now.
I mean,
Yeah.
really. Let's take a look at Roku. So Roku is down 8%. Wow, they also had an earnings beat. What's happening? What's happening? It's all these lower guidance, it seems.
It's
So,
user growth.
yeah.
Yeah. They reported 52 cents per share versus a 13 cent estimate. Revenue exceeded expectations as well, but disappointing user growth. So
All
taking
right,
a
same
hit because
story
you.
here, right? Etsy, Pinterest, Roku, disappointing user growth. I mean, this is also what happened to Netflix, right? I mean, Netflix basically already said, well, user growth is slowing down, and we see that Netflix has been trading here in a range. So, I mean, definitely much higher, but yeah, just hanging in there.
Yeah, the after effect of the pandemic where everybody being at home and being online and using some of these services now potentially going back to the workplace and after huge user growth, that's starting to come down a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about Zoom. I mean, Zoom, that was clearly the pandemic winner. I'm switched here to a weekly chart, and then went all the way from $40 to $560 at some point and more, right? I mean, crazy growth, then pulled back a little bit. But right now, it seems that the return of Zoom, because it is trading right now at $400. So yesterday, up almost 7%. This morning, pulling back a little bit, so minus 1.3%, but it seems that Zoom is definitely here to stay.
Yeah. Gosh, Zoom at 400. That still
Crazy, right?
sounds weird.
I mean, it does, because it really has been trading at around $40, $50, something like this, and now it is at 400. Hey, before we go, have you heard about the IPO that is happening today? Do you know what's happening today? Who is having the IPO?
Which one?
Weber, grill maker Weber is having an
Oh.
IPO today, priced at $14 per share, which is below its expected range of $15 to $17. So they also overall downsized their IPO, selling less than 18 million shares. And originally they were planning to sell 47 million shares. And so this were they're expecting like 700 million from the IPO. And right now, I mean, this sounds almost like nothing. I mean, 700 million after we hear the multi-billion dollars. But I mean, it's good to see the good old company. I mean, we have all these startups, and Weber is a 70-year-old company. I mean, they've been around forever producing grills, and I know that you and I we share a passion for grilling and barbecue. So I mean,
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Weber here. So.
There we go. Good for them. Good for them.
All right, we got to jump into our mastermind call where we trade the open life. Hey, if you like this or if you're rooting for Weber, give us a like, subscribe to this channel if you haven't yet, and we will be back tomorrow morning. Oh, by the way, this afternoon, Coffee with Marcus. It's the first after a few weeks, and I will show you what's happening in my account. And whoa, there's a lot going on, so you don't want to miss it. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.